Football season is finally underway, and if you play fantasy football, the odds are you probably already hate your team and you wish you could run that draft back again. Well, on FanDuel, you can draft a new team every single week. As for my team, I had to ride Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback for another week. I knew that he would do well, but six TDs? If you're not a fantasy expert, then FanDuel is clearly the place you want to be. FanDuel has something for everybody, and there are more ways to win than ever before. New users get a $20 bonus when they make their first deposit on FanDuel. So come play with me at FanDuel.com/CBS Sports. That's FanDuel.com/CBS Sports. We start hour number two. I am live in the Quicken Loan studios. My name is Jim Rome. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Spent the entire first hour on the NFL. I started the program off by talking to Cleveland directly. C-Town, now or never. Is it going to happen tonight? It better. If not tonight, then when? You're favored. You're at home. You're prime time. You're under the lights. The entire nation is watching. It's all you. Literally, it's all you. Prime time, national telecast, and all of your peers are watching. If you're a Browns player, it's all right there. And top to bottom, you are the better team. You're favored by field goal. C-Town, after 635 days, it's going to happen tonight, isn't it? It better. If not tonight, then when? We had Keenan Allen on, too. Chargers wide receiver. Great wide receiver. Because you've got the fight or the battle for L.A., which resumes. First time in quite some time, actually, these two teams have gotten it on. But the first time they've gotten it on as a couple of teams battling for the same thing here in L.A. You know, there's this other sense that neither one of them is going to make any difference until they get into the new stadium. Again, I don't think that's true. If either one makes a run this year, they will matter a lot in this town. I know this town. I was born in this town. I've spent most of my life in this town. If either one of them goes on a deep run this year, there will be a lot of buzz. It'll matter. At TFP Will Eat tweets, we can't wait to hang our Rams or Chargers car flag after Sunday's game. Regards, SoCal bandwagon guy. There'll be some of that. Hey, Rome, did Keenan Allen just say that he was hoping for a boy in his gender reveal? The dude needs to just be happy with whatever he gets. Be happy that he's going to have a healthy baby, like I did. Daddy is always happy. Signed, Gordon in Boston.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
That's when they had their gender reveal, and it did not turn out the way Daddy wanted it to. I love that. Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Daddy's always happy.
Yeah, Daddy sounds really happy. Yeah, I don't know about that whole gender reveal thing. I mean, do you need that? I mean, if you want to do it like that, sure. But if you're going to do it like that, you probably better roll with it. How do you think that kid is going to feel when that kid figures out how to work an iPhone like at age 18 months and goes right to YouTube and sees Daddy react like that? So for the rest of that kid's life, that kid will have daddy issues. You wanted a boy, didn't you? You didn't want me. You still don't want me.
Daddy's always happy.
Ready? Yeah. Whoa, it's a girl.
Whoa. You want a girl?
Brittany, you were
Daddy
right.
Doesn't.
Is Daddy happy?
Does Daddy
Daddy's
look happy?
Happy?
Turn the camera off. Daddy is happy. Is Daddy happy? Let's go in the bedroom and try again.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying, look, I'm being real. I know he is far from the only guy to feel that way. I know lots of guys that are hell-bent, like, I need a son. I need a son to carry on my legacy. I need a son to carry on my namesake. I need a son that I can raise up as an athlete. I get that. But maybe you don't turn a camera on that and push it out there. And let everybody know how you feel. Matt in Poland Springs. 12 Wood tweets, Chargers are weak. I'm more of a vet guy. Signed, vet guy. I love vet guy. It literally is one of my favorite sports ever. To drive around the freeways of Southern California, 405, 101, 10 Freeway, wherever. And whenever I see a vet, I know there's going to be a vanity plate on it. It's going to be awesome. And they all are. I've never seen a bad vanity plate on a vet. Vet guy is a breed apart. I love vet guy. Nice job, Wood. Well done. Who's going to win tonight, Jets or Browns? Who do you have? My man, Trevor Price, has got a pick against the spread. And that's on Ep2 of RPO. Look for that. I'm not giving it away here. You want his pick? You listen to the episode. It's up live right now on iTunes. This guy's got a pick. A. Paul tweets, Jets win 9-6. Hugh is probably still going to have Gordon listed as a starter. At Salahandro tweets, Space Jam 2. I love sequels. They're always so new and fresh and different. Regards, Chael Sonnen's smack-off calls. And Chael did make the same exact call this year that he made last year, and last year's call did not go well, and nor did this year's. Maybe he'll run it back again next year. I really don't know. All right, speaking of Space Jam, since we spent the entire first hour on football, let's talk about something a little bit different. I mean, what the hell, right? Sometimes the situation just calls for it. Alvin, I'm never one to tell you what to do, Alvin, but as a request, I would like some Quad City DJs on a Thursday, if you don't mind. These lyrics are deep. Listen. So good. I mean, that's pretty profound, right? Come on and slam. Welcome to the jam. Come on and slam if you want to jam. Pretty poetic. Rhyming slam with jam. Once. And then liking the way it sounded so much that you run it back. The same rhyme on the very next bar. Damn. What I would give to run down Jay Ski and Lemonhead and ask them about their process. Yo, fellas, talk to me about your process on that track. Anyway, why am I bumping the QCDs on a Thursday? Obviously, because Space Jam 2 is finally an official thing. The announcement came yesterday on Twitter. Filming is supposed to start in the 2019 offseason. Two words, hell yes. Two more words, call me. LeBron, seriously, you better call. Because nothing is better than the original, especially if the main star is missing from the sequel. Bro, did you see Speed 2? Cruise Control. Let's not let that happen. Let's not ever let that happen to the American moviegoer ever again. Listen, you've got a lot of decisions to make with casting. As I mentioned, big names all around town were on their blower to their agents yesterday, demanding that they be put in this project. It's hot. Everybody wants in. I get that. Just as I get that your guy, Duane, probably already has a pre-production IMDb credit for this one. I know Mello and CP3 are probably all over you, too. And that means that the Toon Squad is filling up quickly. And then you're going to have to make some tough choices. Choices between the likes of Joel Embiid, maybe K-Love, maybe throwing J.R. Smith a redemption cameo where he actually remembers the score of the game and passes you the ball in the final seconds against the Monstars. So, I know there's going to be tough choices to be made, that there's going to be some quality people that are left out, that you can't put everybody in there. So let me take something off your plate. Let me tell you right now and right here. Listen carefully. Bron, yes, I will do it. But pay or play, offer only. No table reads. You know who the hell I am. You know who the hell I am. Pay or play, offer only. Do you know who the hell I am? I'm the guy that was in the original. Why would I read when I already have tape? Why would I read when I already have this reel? This on my reel from the original.
It was another career day for Michael Jordan at Barron's Field this afternoon. Let's face it, this baseball
experience. What are you guys watching?
Just not working. Today he went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts.
Is this the only thing on TV?
That brings his batting average down to an anemic 214, which also happens to be his playing weight. Baseball bat. get this guy a tennis racket.
Did everyone get mad at you?
No. Worse. Everyone was real nice about it.
Michael, I know golf is your sport, but not here.
I think you should open up your stance a little. It might make you more aggressive at the plate.
Do you think so? I try to remember.
Watching
that.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
You guys Michael, doing watching
what
this stuff.
What is that?
It's bad for you.
You tell me. You tell me. Did that scene not make that movie? Of course it did. But that's not my take. Don't take it from me. Take it from the guy that I was busting up. Mike. Ask Mike if that scene made that movie. I already did. And I think you all remember what he said.
I saw part of the movie, Mike, and I just want to thank you for co-starring in my movie with me.
That's what I heard. I co-starred with you. And thanks for doing that. That was nice of you.
You're welcome, Mike. You're welcome. Michael Jordan in his one and only appearance on this show back in the day. Which brings me back to LeBron, the new Mike. LeBron, listen. Again, nothing but respect. You're just a kid from Akron. I'm just a kid from Los Angeles. Let's make a movie together. Now, I don't know if you've seen the trades lately, but Van Smack, red hot. Red hot. Vanity Fair and The Hollywood Reporter are obsessed with my recent work in Netflix's American Vandal Season 2. You can see that on Netflix. It's an amazing show. Have you seen it? When they hit me up with, hey, yo, you want to make a cameo? Hell yes. American Vandal? You know it. So everybody's raving about that. If you haven't seen it, rush to Netflix right now and check it out. American Vandal. Listen, what I'm saying to you, LeBron, is there is no rust factor here. I mean, I'm grinding every single day, so I'm sharp. But in terms of the big screen, there is no rust factor. Some of us are just wired for it. Topping Space Jam 1 is not going to be easy. Trust me. But I can help. And after you call me, we can go to work on the new soundtrack. Because the original is the gold standard of cinematic scores. Front to back. A classic. Who will ever forget that Seal-Steve Miller Band collaboration? Seal's the best. Yo, what up, man? I love Seal. Seal's so good. Or how about Busta, Coolio, Method Man, LL Cool J with the Monstars theme song. Remember that?
Rings. We have now taken over your radio.
Coming through like a train, looking to take over the whole world is my goal. With my unstoppable crew taking all control, you can't get none of this.
We're no parental advisory on that CD. That's some family rap right there. I like it. How about freaking Barry White and Chris Rock on Basketball Jones? Don't act like I didn't consult on all of that. Chris Rock. Don't act like they didn't come to me for my opinion on all of that. Don't act like it.
Hey, is that what?
Obsession. Burning desire.
Hey, you want some chicken?
The undeniable passion.
Now, the good news for you is that I've already got a track that can be the platinum single. I've already got a track for that sequel. Maybe you've heard that track before.
Comes a pimp in the box, putting down smack that'll make you rock. So whether you're rolling in your car, at work, or at home, turn on your dad, who you hear?
Jim Rohn!
Out of the jungle comes a pimp in the box, putting down smack that'll make you rock. So whether you're rolling in your car, at work, or at home, turn on your dad, who you hear?
Jim Rohn! I'm ready to work.
Big shout out to my man Straight Jacket and the fellas. Also to the late Keith Lonaker. The story behind that song is absolutely incredible. Like, they sat on that for like 14 years, and it finally dropped. and it worked its way back to me. I'm still awed by it. I think that we can work a deal and somehow work that into the sequel, Bron. My point is, Bron, you got your work cut out for you here in L.A. You know this. You know what you signed up for. And you also know sequels are hard. And following up the highest grossing basketball film of all time is not going to be easy. You know this too. But it's going to be that much more difficult if you try to do it without me. I'm easy. I'm in. I'm very easy to work with. Let's do this, Bron. You tell me where to be and when you need me there, and I will be there. Let's just go ahead. Break the box office and our mailboxes, because there is nothing sweeter. Do you hear what I said, Bron? Break the box office and our respective mailboxes. I don't know if you know this, Bron, but I do. In fact, you do. You've been in a movie. You know there is nothing sweeter than those unexpected 15-cent royalty checks that roll in every time the original airs on basic cable somewhere in the world, somewhere in the middle of the night. And then you have found money, unexpected royalty checks. Bron, we both have kids. We both have colleges to pay for. Well, your college education will be paid for, your kids, not mine. I have colleges to pay for. Let's do it for the kids, Bron. Let's do it for the children. Call me. Let's run it back. I'm ready. Space Jam 2. CEO is in. CEO in SoCal tweets, damn. I forgot how good you were in Space Jam, right? Right, Pat? Right? Everybody has. Everybody has forgotten how good I was except me. And this is why I'm here to respond and remind Bron. 12 Wood. Two tweets in one show. King James, you don't have to put Jim Rome in Space Jam 2. Somebody different should be epic. Signed, Jeremy Renner as Bourne. Damn, Wood, you're on fire today. Hey, Wood, you got three in you? Do you have three in you? He's right. I mean, Renner is born. What a horrible idea that was. I watched it, too. Just out of duty, not because I wanted to. And then I did, and I couldn't have been more disappointed. I mean, nothing against Renner, but bro, what are you thinking? Oh, I'm just going to try and be Jason Bourne. That's a great idea. I can do what Damon did.
That's whack.
Let's get to the phones quickly. We go to Albuquerque. Rex. R-E-X. In the A-B-Q. Hi, Rex.
Hey, Romy. You know, you are a triple threat. Radio, TV, movies. I'm a big movie fan, and being the best caller to your show has afforded me great popularity, so much so now that I'm preparing for a role, a cinnamon roll, or Cinnabon with extra, extra icing, and my 6-foot blast radius.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Great, Rex. Now you're done.
Now I'm done.
Put your phones down. Put your phones down. Put your phones down. Still ahead. My thoughts on the Dodgers. May have won the West last night. My thoughts on John Gruden, who still can't stop talking about Khalil Mack. Browns, Jets tonight. Deshaun Gibson, Jacksonville Jaguars safety coming up in the third hour. Are the Jags the team to beat in the AFC? David Shaw, head football coach at Stanford, joins me also in hour number three. And Rex is done for the day.
Now I'm done.
We're coming right back. Building pros, check this out. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner that you need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing, dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? Do not be. Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available with over 100,000 square feet in stock at most stores. And they stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, and grout. So you get exactly what you need. If you're too busy to pick up your flooring, that is also not a problem. The LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales today. Walk into a store nearby or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales today.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I haven't said it in a long time, but to me, best band in the world. Rise Against. TFP will eat tweets. Can't wait for tonight's 7-hour Woodscope discussing his two tweets being read today. His show's on Friday night. Are you saying to me that he's going to jump it up to Thursday night because he got two tweets read? Problem is, we're not even halfway through it. What if he gets a third read? Then that's a 10-hour show. It would. Your show. Do whatever the hell you want. Haters gonna hate. And here we go. Some reaction to REX in ABQ. John Russo, 1966. A 6-foot blast radius. Great stuff, Rex. Keep them coming. Alan Don, too, tweets, Rex in the ABQ is the best caller ever. War Rex. Hey, Alan. How could a guy who does not make it to the end of any of his calls, how could a guy who gets run every single time he calls be the best caller ever? Jeremy Lanza tweets, that was by far the best Rex in the ABQ call to date. Dude is rolling. Timo Gonzo tweets, Rex in the ABQ, still undefeated. Phil in Missouri, hey Jim, can you replay that Rex call so we can get 6-foot blast radius trending?
My 6-foot blast radius.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call. I don't like Lee that Johnson call. Tweets, Rex in the ABQ had Jim Rome at a loss for words, so he just let out a big sigh. Way to go again, Rex. Hashtag cinnamon blast radius. You know, it wasn't that I was at a loss for words. I just couldn't find any that were not of the four-letter variety. Well, I had lots of words. I was ready to use my words, but they just weren't fit for this broadcast. Mostly thoughts like, why do I do that? Why do I go to that guy? Why do I go to that guy when he does that? Why do I go to a guy who I know has got a 6-foot radius blast locked and loaded every single time? Why would I do that? Why did you just hit me on the knee with a lead pipe? Why did I go to Rex in the ABQ again when I know there's 8 morons on Twitter that think he's funny? Why do I go to a guy who's got a Rolex on his hand and a 6-foot blast radius? Why, Nancy? Because she couldn't beat you, that's why. She knew the only way to beat you was to blast you on the knee with a pipe. That's why. You know why. Is that a rhetorical question? Why? Rome, if you really hate Rex, why do you go to him every time? Because I see something in Rex that Rex does not see in Rex. I see ability. You know why? Because I have so many horrible phone calls, and I know that that guy could be one of the better phone calls, and I keep hoping that he figures it out. But he hasn't and probably never will. Who knows? That might be the last time I ever go there. We'll see. Deshaun Gibson joins me at the top. David Shaw next hour when we come back. I want to talk about NBA social media. NBA social is better than any other social. There is nothing like NBA social. Hey, guys, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. Like, you may think that it looks casual and cool, but usually it just looks like you're sloppy. You're not put together. That's why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, not too short, but just right. Shirts designed to, well, GQ calls them perfection. That's a quote. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. And not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. They've got more than 50 sizing options, so everybody can find the perfect shirt. Log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new fall arrivals, and use the promo code ROME20 for 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It at one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Promo code ROME20 for 20% off.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Barbasol Razors, after 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors, and that to me is a no-brainer. I've been waiting on that. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. Save right now at Barbasol.com. We'll talk about NBA social media in a minute, quickly. This email says, be careful, Rome. If you don't play your cards right, they will hire some other guy. Yours, Wyatt Ferber. I can't wait to find out who sent that. I mean, that's just cold. It's cold. It's unfair. It's wrong. My man Ferber is a classy dude. I like Wyatt. Wyatt came here. Wyatt worked here. Wyatt busted his ass. Wyatt worked hard. And, you know, he wanted to do some other things. It may not have been the best fit for him, for us. And, you know, he looked me in the eye. We said goodbye. It was great. I like Wyatt. I'll always like Wyatt. I'm here for Wyatt. On the other hand, Drew in West LA is not. Come on, Drew. Always about the XR4TI, isn't it? Y'all looking to kill these guys. Even guys who don't work here anymore. I'm sure Wyatt's fine. Very smart dude. Very smart. All right, talking about NBA social, the NBA offseason. Do not sleep on the NBA offseason, because if you do, you will miss the absolute fire that was burning on social last night. As I mentioned, there is nothing like NBA social. Nobody uses social. No pro league or group of athletes uses social like the NBA. And there was a fire burning on social after word broke that Jimmy Butler sat down with the T-Wolves brass and had requested a trade. Now, that alone is a big deal. Big deal because Jimmy Buckets wants out. That's Tom Thibodeau's guy. A four-time All-Star, a two-time All-NBAer, a lockdown two-way stud. Asking for a trade, reportedly, only a year after Minnesota shelled out a couple of young guys and a really nice draft pick to get him to come to the Bold North. They were going to build around him. Now, I could spend all day long, certainly the rest of this show, talking about what that means in and of itself for the NBA, with another star player dictating terms and possibly flexing out, what it means for the T-Wolves, who just broke the longest playoff drought in the NBA and now might be looking at starting another. Hell, for the Clippers, who just gave my man Lee Jenkins his first assignment, an identity profile for one James Buckets, after Woj reported that the Clippers are one of Butler's three preferred destinations where he might be willing to sign a contract extension. I mean, I could talk about any of these things, but what I really want to talk about right now is what the trade means for Andrew Wiggins. Because if Jimmy Butler requests a trade, but Andrew Wiggins is trending on Twitter, then you know something went down. And something did go down. And that something is Andrew Wiggins v. Steven Jackson. Yes, I said that too. Now, you want to talk about a chain of events. You want to talk about a chain of events, try and follow this. Jimmy Butler asked for a trade. Nick Wiggins, Andrew's big brother, tweets, hallelujah, and then quickly deletes it. But because you can't really ever delete anything, because the internet is in ink, that tweet goes viral. Jimmy Butler posts a gram story from a training session where he said, hallelujah. Then Steven Jackson weighs in. And by weighs in, I mean he goes utterly savage.
Say, this is how the conversation should have went with Andrew Wiggins and his brother when Andrew found out his brother sent out that tweet about hallelujah and all that, right? I'm Andrew Wiggins. Say, big bro, I don't think you should have sent that tweet out. Why you say that? Because, you know, Jimmy Butler, man, he played with a lot of heart. He played hard. He played with a lot of heart. And I ain't got no heart. Now, you want to get on social media and talk about Jimmy? We lose him. My team ain't got no heart. Now, if you gonna take me to the Wizard and help me find a yellow big road to give me a heart, then cool. You can talk about Jimmy all you want. Because, you know, I ain't got no heart. So, you going to take that back or tell me find a yellow brick road and take me to the Wizard, man, because I ain't got no heart at all. That's why Cleveland traded me. No bullshit. You ain't got no heart. And your brother, you ain't going to play basketball. Why you worry about that, bro? But like he said, keep that same energy.
That's an insane video. That's an incredible video. You've got Steven Jackson playing three roles in that video. Himself, Andrew Wiggins, and his brother, and then going with the Wizard of Oz smack. And once again, I quote, if you're going to take me to the Wizard and help me find the yellow brick road to give me a heart, then cool. You can talk about Jimmy all you want. And then the kill shot, quote, I ain't got no heart at all. That's why Cleveland traded me, end quote. So if I'm Andrew Wiggins and I see that, and I see what Steven Jackson just did, if I'm Andrew Wiggins, I just stay down. I stay down and I play dead. That's Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson. You know, my man was running alongside Ron during the Malice at the Palace. The guy who choked out Stevie Franchise at a club. The author of this legendary tweet. And I quote, somebody tells Serge Ibaka, he ain't about this life. Next time he run up on me, I'm going in his mouth. That's a promise. He doing too much, end quote. I don't know. I just thought we all knew better than to mess with Steven Jackson. And both Wiggins brothers thought that it was a good idea to step to that dude. Nick Wiggins, D-League alum, overseas pro, National Basketball League of Canada vet, dropped into the IG comments and wrote, quote, you hit catch-and-shoot threes. Your PPG was probably 6.5. Never been on a highlight unless Duncan was double-teamed or Parker kicked it to you. When's the last time you'd seen your own highlights pop up on the tube? LOL. Your retirement looked like it's going great. Nice wall. I mean, uh-oh! Andrew Wiggins, former number one pick, four-year NBA vet, and reportedly one of the main reasons why Butler wants out of Minnesota, went on his IG and he wrote, quote, SJ, old dudes stay hating like it was anything special, bum ass. I keep that same energy everywhere I go. Hey, listen, I know this. Steven Jackson does not need me to fight his battles, believe me. A 14-year career, an NBA title, a guy who is truly respected by his peers. A guy who averaged 15 a night. This guy's not a bum ass. But again, Steven Jackson does not need me out here doing his work because he was handling things just fine. Just fine.
I'm from the old school, bro. I'm cut under the old law. You know what I'm saying? Respect it or check it. All that, I'm going to have that same energy wherever I go, all that. Say, man, make sure your energy straight when you see me, bro. All right? I'm pretty sure you know who I am. Make sure your energy straight. Just focus on finding some heart and having a good year. I wish you the best. You got a lot of talent, just find that. Please don't try to do that with me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just keep that same energy. I'll catch you in traffic. 100.
Make sure your energy is straight when you see me, brah. I'll catch you in traffic 100.
I'll catch you in traffic 100.
Wow. Wasn't it Confucius, I think, who once said, before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. Well, before you embark on a journey with Steven Jackson, you best dig two graves. One for Andrew Wiggins and one for Big Bro Nick. Who messes with Steven Jackson? Besides the Wiggins bros. All in all, another crazy night in the greatest offseason on the planet. And proof once again, there is nothing, nothing like NBA social. Nothing. I've never seen anything like it. And that's the NBA offseason. Your thoughts in reaction to what you just heard. Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Steven Jackson, Big Bro Wiggins, and a couple of graves. And one shovel.
I ain't got no heart at all. That's why Cleveland traded me.
You better have your energy straight when you see me. See in traffic, 100. I don't know. You know, I've said this before. There are guys in the NBA that you know you don't mess with, you don't want any part of, you know they will go. Steven Jackson's one of those guys. Charles Oakley is one of those guys. Rome, if Andrew can find a heart at the feet of the Wizard, you think the Wizard can spare me a left arm? Thanks, Rick Allen. You're still on that, too. My man's a drummer without an arm. It's freaking incredible. Listen to this guy. Would you even know? God, this song's amazing. How many of you can play the drums with two arms? Three arms, five arms. This guy's doing it with one arm. Aaron in Omaha. Warfrost and company beating the khaki-wearing kook in Ann Arbor this weekend. Man, that would not be a good look for Harbaugh, would it? 100. My man is a drummer for a major rock band with one arm. 100. What the hell are you doing with your life? This guy lost an arm. What are you doing with your life and your two arms? What are you doing with your life and both your arms? This guy's playing the drums with one arm. He's overcome amazing adversity. You know, there are times, clones, when I could not be more proud of you all. And then there are times where I could not be more ashamed of you all. And when you come in here and you kill a guy who lost his arm and is still just killing it, that's the time where I'm extremely ashamed of you. Where I don't want to call you my own. Hey, Rome, don't worry about Space Jam 2. Something else will come along. Signed, Shelley Long. Lee in Vancouver. It's not one and the same, right? She left at the very top. She walked away from, like, the most amazing thing ever and never came back. I didn't walk away from Jack. They made the movie. I stole the movie. I dominated. And then the movie went away. There was no franchise after that. And now they're going to bring it back some 20-plus years later. How is that like Shelley Long, Lee? It's not. Shelley Long was on this amazing sitcom. She was incredible. Apparently very difficult to work with, walked away, overplayed her hand, thought she had the hammer, thought she had leverage, didn't, walked away, never really amounted to very much at all. The show continued to thrive without her, even though Rebecca What's-Her-Face was not nearly as good. It didn't matter.
Christy Alley.
Right, her. Shelley Long thought she was bigger than the show, thought she was the show, and it came back and bit her in the back. How is that like Space Jam, Lee? It's not. It's nothing like it. LeBron is a lot smarter than you, Lee. He will know what to do. Hey, clones, I like you tagging him on Twitter, too. Because for some reason, I don't know why this is, the king does not follow me. So he may not know what's going on here. So go ahead and tag him. I usually don't encourage you to do anything on Twitter or tag anybody, but that's actually a pretty just cause. Go ahead and tag him. Remind him, I'm available, I'm interested, but pay or play. I'm not going to read for you. Hey, Rome, if you get a roll, can I have your baguette? Thanks. Dane cooks for four. I deserve that roll. I want that roll. That's my roll. Give me the roll. I deserve that roll. I earn that roll.
I earn
Give
that roll.
Give me the roll. I want that roll. To Sean Gibson coming up next. David Shaw next hour. Just cruising right through a Thursday. Don't go anywhere. I am Jim Rome, and we will be right back.